One of Governor Snyder's first challenges of the new year may well be coming from within his own party, a push by some Republican lawmakers to roll back the personal income tax rate. Detroit News Lansing Bureau reporter Chad Livengood is here. Chad, here we have the governor gearing up to ask voters to say yes in May to boosting the state's sales tax to pay for road repairs. And then, meantime, members of his own party are pushing to cut individual income taxes. That's kind of a mixed message, isn't it?
One would think his voters are probably going to say, wait a minute, if you have enough money to cut my income tax, let's just use that to fix the roads and don't hit me up for another cent on every dollar at the store. So that's essentially the issue that in the clash of ideas that's going to take place here. At the same time, the governor is starting to sort of sound some alarms that there may be a revenue shortfall. It may not come in as rosy as they projected. We will get a better sense of that next Friday when there's a revenue estimating conference, the big summit they have biannually up at the Capitol. But in the meantime, there are people in the legislature, mostly returning lawmakers, senators in particular, and House members who want to get the state's income tax down to 3.9%, the rate that it was at in the last decade up to 2007, when Governor Granholm and the legislature increased it to 4.35% to balance the budget. And some sort of watched this roller coaster of the income tax, that this was a gradual decline from 4.5% or roughly that Governor Engler sent into motion. And it was going to go back into a decline and a phase out, but Governor Snyder put the brakes on it in his first year because they had to balance the budget. People contend that was a promise made and it should be honored now.
So, yeah, when that hike went up in 2007, it was supposed to be temporary. But, of course, the governor's, I'm sure, argument would be it was an awful, awful recession. We had a lot of bloodletting to do. So here we are still at a higher level. It did drop a teensy bit, didn't it, in 2012?
A little bit. In 2012, it did go down to, from 4.35 to 4.25%. And you might remember they actually even sped that up by 3 months so they could deliver a tax cut on October 1st of an election year. And so there has been some tinkering with the deduction as well for people. But there are some of these veteran senators who were representatives back during the Granholm era who have been sort of chomping at the bit, waiting for the opportunity to return the tax rate to 3.9%.
And what does the governor say about doing that?
He says, look, we may not have enough money to even balance the budget as it is. Spending constraints. He's got some initiatives he would like to obviously fund that deal with job training, workforce talent development, and those things are going to cost more money. At the same time, he's also mindful that he's got to spend the next 4 months going out and selling this sales tax issue. And just to dial back 1 year ago, remember early projections showed there was going to be this nearly $1 billion surplus?
Yes. How are we going to spend that? Oh, what are we going to do with that money?
And tax cut fever just spread across the Capitol. But then the tax revenue didn't come in as rosy as projected in March and April. And suddenly they had to really scale those plans back. Mm. And the governor was able to use that sort of to put pressure on the legislature to say, let's not cut taxes, especially at a time when we have to, like, find $200 million to essentially bail out the pension funds in Detroit. And so, you know, that's first of the year and new leadership in the legislature. The fever is back for some tax relief. So, but the governor thinks he has the right medicine to sort of stop that, and that's revenue projections that aren't as rosy and optimistic as they might have thought they would be.
And I know it's going to be the end of next week before this meeting happens with the governor's people and legislative budget experts, but what are those bean counters in Lansing saying? Why is the state budget perhaps not as rosy as we thought? Because I think, don't we all think the economy is recovering and getting healthier?
There's two main factors that are kind of changing. The Senate Fiscal Agency already put out its forecast. The House Fiscal Agency will probably do it either the end of this week or early next week. And then the Treasury waits till the day of the Revenue Estimating Conference. But the two big factors are income tax has been kind of fluctuating a lot since late 2011 when we had the big fiscal cliff in the federal government. People started selling off their stocks, and the state had a huge influx of additional income tax revenue because people were fearful that the capital gains tax was going to get jacked up when the federal government was, you know, veering towards the proverbial fiscal cliff. And so then they never have been able to sort of pin down exactly what the income tax is going to be these last year and a half or two now because of that sort of big influx of money. It's kind of changed the projections. And the other big factor that is always a moving target is there's all these outstanding business tax credits from the old former Michigan business tax that can be cashed in. And there's several billion dollars out there that just sort of a liability on the state's books that they're not always cashed in. It just kind of depends on if a business has a huge tax liability they want to take care of, they got a credit, they go and essentially apply it against their tax bill, and sometimes they get a little check from the state of Michigan. And that's something that they have to account for when they're budgeting in Lansing. And that's very hard to predict.
Yeah, sounds pretty slippery. So, Chad, how do you think the governor is going to handle this tax fight with his fellow Republicans? What do you think it'll take beyond invoking his mantra of relentless positive action?
It's going to come back down to what is the final number. And if there's not as much money, he's just going to have an argument right there. But at the same time, this whole issue of taxes with the sales tax vote in May is going to be very tricky, because you got some returning legislators who voted against that thing. And you also have this new crop of freshman House members who are much more conservative, and they are vehemently opposed to what the last legislature did during the lame duck session. And some of them are actually going to be campaigning publicly against the governor and against the sales tax, because they see it as a wasteful spending, a giveaway to Democrats on education and other things that they needed to put in there, the earned income tax credit restoration. So this is going to be a storyline probably the first half of this year, is this tension between Republicans in the legislature and the governor over taxes.
Yeah, it seems like it's a sign that for that second term, Brooke Snyder is going to get more heartburn from members of his own party than he's going to from Democrats.
It may be the case. His best ally in the legislature may be Representative Tim Grimmel, the House Minority Leader at this point.
We'll be watching. And as you say, the end of next week is when we might have a clearer idea of what kind of budget shortfall Michigan might face.
That's correct. Next Friday, I believe it is, the gathering, the four-hour revenue estimating conference that us Capital journalists or reporters have to suffer through.
So. Well, and then you can download with us after that is over and done with. Chad Livengood,
Sounds
Detroit
good.
News Capital Bureau reporter. Always great talking to you, Chad. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Cindy.